Around 1544, Cosimo I de' Medici bought the building, which he gave to his second son, Ferdinando. On the death of Francesco, who succeeded Cosimo in ruling Tuscany, Ferdinando took power and began major renovations on the building, which was turned from a palazzo into a princely country villa. The villa was built around the 14th century tower and courtyard and dominates a large terrace garden that takes advantage of the stony land that lends its name to the villa. At the end of the 16th century, Ferdinando and his wife Cristina of Lorraine commissioned Cosimo Daddi to paint the frescoes on the main walls of the courtyard, depicting the feats of Godfrey of Bouillon, ancestor of Cristina. In the 17th century, their son Don Lorenzo commissioned Volterrano to paint the other two walls with the Medici glories. When the family line died out in 1739, the Lorraine became Grand Dukes of Tuscany and acquired Villa La Petraia. In 1788, Peter Leopold moved the fountain of Venus Fiorenza from the garden of the Castello Villa to La Petraia. But most of the work of the property was done by the new rulers in the 19th century. It was Leopold II who commissioned the Bohemian Joseph Fritsch, who had already worked on the Pratolino Park, to transform the wildland into a romantic park with lakes and panoramic lookouts. After the unification of Italy and when Florence was made capital of the new kingdom, Vittorio Emanuele II moved to Tuscany and acquired La Petraia, which his morganatic wife, Rosa Vercellana, the beautiful Rosina, was very fond of. The engagement of the couple's son, Emanuele Count of Mirafiori, to Blanche de Larderelle, was celebrated here on September 1, 1872. For the occasion, the sovereign commissioned important works, such as the covering over the courtyard with a glass and cast iron structure and its new flooring.